אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Yes, there's been a joint statement issued by MPs David Southwick and Josh Burns together with the Jewish Community Council of Victoria and the Rabbinical Council of Victoria condemning an ultra-orthodox breakaway group in Melbourne who have again allegedly been flouting COVID-19 restrictions. They have lambasted the behavior of a sect called Beis Midrash Ve'Yosef Aryuhom, which have now called themselves Chazak, and they're led by Moti Fixler. This group, again, in the last week, have met for minyans and in the morning and in the evening, allegedly with 20 people or more attending. Now, they've done this using a loophole by claiming that they are a support service, which is technically allowed. But one witness who is from the area told the Jewish News that this group are there every morning and every night, sometimes two groups. Once they get in the building, they start davening. And if confronted, they quickly disappear out the front and the back doors. The Jewish News understands that Victoria Police have visited the site on multiple occasions in response to the concern of local residents and shopkeepers. When approached for comment, the group's leader, Moti Fixler, did not answer the calls from the Jewish News. So this letter is in very, very strong terms, and it describes this group as reprehensible and a danger to the community. Meanwhile, Liebler Yavne College in campus in Elstonwick was closed on 17th of July when a Year 12 pupil tested positive for COVID-19. In a letter to parents, the school said the appropriate procedures have been followed, the school is being cleaned, and it will reopen as soon as possible, and its other campus in Balaclava Road will continue to operate as normal.
We're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, Malka Leifer is back to the headlines. What's the latest after 68 court hearings?
Yes, well, last Monday night, Australian time, there was the actual extradition hearing happened. That was described as a huge and pivotal milestone by the alleged victims, Dussie Ehrlich, Nicole Meyer and Ellie Sapper, who are all sisters and alleged victims of these 74 charges of child sexual abuse that Leifer is facing. And these include when she was the principal of the Adas Israel school more than 10 years ago. So this hearing, for the first time in an Israeli court, the details of the alleged offences were heard. The sisters told the Jewish News it was extremely difficult to hear. They heard this via Zoom. They're still in Australia. But they tuned in and said it's been very extremely difficult to hear, even more so that we couldn't be there to represent ourselves in court. They said they couldn't sleep in the nights before the hearing. And as the proceedings played out, they had to watch as Leifer's legal team tried to argue the issue of consent. Their defense attorney, Nick Kaufman, put forward an argument that the three sisters were around or even over the age of 18 when the alleged abuse occurred. And while he did not specifically state that the allegations were true, he argued that if they were true, there were holes in the sisters' stories, which should prevent Leifer from being extradited. We didn't expect that in the year of 2020, the issue of consent is being discussed in relation to sexual abuse, said Ehrlich. She said she felt physically sick in the stomach as that argument unfolded. And she said, it took so much for us to file the reports with police in the first place, and we had to have so much courage and the ability to put those words to paper. And then for someone to take those words and twist them in a way that is completely not true, to use them in an argument in order to try and get an abuser not to face justice, how could they? How dare they, she said. Commenting on the hearing, the Zionist Federation of Australia President Jeremy Loebler said, "This extradition hearing took far too long to come about, and we're extremely disappointed that the judge will not make a decision for 2 more months. The decision will now be made on September 21st. So it's another 2 months that everyone needs to wait. Meanwhile, on July 29, the LIFER's defence team will appeal against the May ruling that LIFER was mentally fit to face extradition."
Interesting. So we're talking to Shandy Ziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Mark Liebler, there is a biography about him, a new biography written.
Yes, it was launched last week by none other than former Prime Minister Julia Gillard and Indigenous activist and lawyer Noel Pearson. So Liebler, of course, is an astute lawyer, a ferocious networker, a former Zionist Federation of Australia president who became chairman of the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, and he also took a leading role in Indigenous reconciliation. And he's also, of course, the founder of the law firm Liebler Arnold Block, very, very successful legal firm. So Gawenda wrote the book, and he said it took him 2 years to do it, and he just couldn't resist writing such a book about such a fascinating character as Liebler. And particularly, he's sort of midway through his career, he was very focused on the Jewish community, and he, of course, is a Holocaust survivor. But midway through that, he gained a fascination for Indigenous affairs, and his law firm actually was involved in many, many important works to advance that issue.
Shane, before I let you go, Rose Bay became Nose Bay on Nova Radio. What's this all about?
Yes, it was on the comedian show Fitzy and Whipper, and they made a, quote, shout out to the Jewish community in, quote, Nose Bay instead of Rose Bay. The segment, which aired last Monday, is now under internal investigation by the network. So it was obviously very mischievous and in poor taste comments. And a listener actually told us, "It completely took me by surprise to hear two men on the radio who I otherwise respect making casual and nonchalant anti-Semitic remarks."
It's stereotyping the Jewish community by saying Nose Bay instead of Rose Bay.
Yeah, it's not very nice at all, but the network has promised to investigate and follow up on it. And they said, rest assured, everything will be done to make sure their standards are complied with in the future.
Shandy Ziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.